This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Today we're carrying on looking at reentry and the stress of reentry with Marion, and it's good to have you back with us. One of the chapters in your book that has caught my attention is knowing yourself. Can you expand a little bit on this?
I think we've already talked about change and difference. One of the things that a lot of returnees have expressed that they didn't realize how much they had changed themselves. Because you change gradually, you're not always conscious of how significant those changes are. And there's a number of areas, I think, that people need to explore and questions that I would suggest they ask themselves in terms of change.
So what are some of the areas they need to be aware of?
Well, I would ask, how much have you changed socially? How much have your values changed by where you've been? Each culture has its own value system. And when you go into your adopted country, you take on part of those values. Now, you need to ask, well, now, what are my important values now? What are the things that are significant to me? And how different are those from the values of the country to which I'm returning? Because if there's a very strong clash of values, again, that will affect how you re-enter. For instance, your attitude to material possessions may be very different. They may no longer be significant, but the culture to which you're returning may hold those in very high regard and status and all that sort of thing.
What about one of those areas that may have changed over time is politics?
Oh, yeah. When you're on the world stage, your cultural blinkers are removed to a large degree. And being on the other end of globalization makes you have a very different attitude to trade and business ethics and all that sort of thing. A lot of expats return with what would be perceived as a very radical political stance. Which can get them into trouble. You can end up actually feeling quite marginalized in your community because you're the person that's not just leading the Make Poverty History March, but you want them actually to go several stages further because you've seen the impact that all those sort of trade decisions have made on the cultures that you're living in. So you can find yourself, maybe you weren't even a political animal before you went overseas, but you've come back and you're not just a political animal, but you're quite a radical political animal.
Have you also found that people change sometimes in their church experience or their church background or their personal beliefs?
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, certainly church background. The number of people who come back and find themselves very frustrated with church because they've been part of a very vibrant church that doesn't have this very closed attitude to time. I mean, you turn up within a half an hour of it beginning and you leave within, you know, half an hour of it ending, however long that may be. And suddenly the service starts at 10:30 and it finishes at 11:30. My husband always says, you know, if you have a dinner party, you never say, well, you must come at 10:30 and leave at 11:30. These are your friends that you want to meet with. So yeah, frustration with the style of church, but sometimes frustrated with the values of the church too. You go to parts of the world where the church is much more involved socially than it is in the West. And I'm conscious, of course, that our listeners are not necessarily turning to the West. Mm-hmm. So there may be other issues within all of that as well.
What are some of the questions that people can ask themselves as they're going through these areas and as they've realized that they've changed? What are some key questions?
Well, we've already dealt with two. How have you changed socially and how have you changed politically? I would also suggest, how have your circumstances changed economically? We touched on that the other week. How far will your money stretch now that you're moving? How much have you changed emotionally? If you've been part of a community that's been very integrated, where there's a lot of interdependence, and you go back to a place where you're in quite in encouraged to be very independent, that can be quite a stress. So who am I going to have as my emotional support? So am I going to need to be more emotionally resilient? Or have you been in a place where actually you've had to develop a lot of emotional resilience and you're not used to depending on people anymore and asking for help? And I think too, how have you changed physically? Have you been in a place where you've lost a lot of weight because of climate and diet or whatever? Have you been in a stressful situation where you've indulged in a lot of comfort eating and you've gone the other way? Or indeed, what about your food preferences? The longer you live somewhere else, the more you enjoy that sort of food, mm-hmm. and the harder it is to adjust to food back home. My daughter-in-law, who's been in this country for some years, grew up in Thailand, and her family, still given the choice, would cook Thai food, and it's great.
But it's also realizing that in some places you can bring some of those cultural your food tastes with you, but in some places you can't. And having to readjust back to a new food style.
Yeah.
Again.
I mean, and again, it's recognizing that we talked a lot about loss. You don't have to leave everything behind. Mm-hmm. Just as you said, it's how do I integrate my life? How do I integrate what was my life here with what is going to be my life here? Somebody said to me, well, we were told we'd always be cloud-shaped people. You know, we'd never fit like nice little pegs in a hole or whatever. But it's working out how much can I adapt to this new value system, this new culture. There are some things I'm going to have to give up in order to integrate, but I don't have to give everything up. And working out what that balance is a very individual thing, but it's something that you make a conscious decision of. And I think it's very important for people not to kind of put the lid down on their previous experience and say, well, that was then and there, and this is here and now. But actually to acknowledge the value and all the enrichment that they had from this experience of living overseas, and to be able to incorporate that into the new place, not to deny it and feel you've got to kind of shut down on that.
Just before we close, can you review the five questions then?
Yeah, okay. How much have you changed socially, talking about your values and all that sort of thing, attitude to family, importance of people? How much of your circumstances changed economically? Mm-hmm. Where does your money go? How much have you changed emotionally? Are you more interdependent or more independent? How much have you changed physically in terms of your diet, food preferences? How much have you changed politically? And what sort of political animal are you now? And how's that going to go down?
So those are key questions for us to ask as we look at transitioning. And even as we're in the transition period, because we're in there and we may be having discussions with people about politics, about social issues, and being able to say, oh, I've changed here.
Yeah.
And that can help the transition when we understand where we're coming from.
Absolutely. And I think, too, in terms of helping other people to understand, people that are close to you, educating them in some of these changes, you know, gradually, not kind of hitting them all with it at once. But I mean, and that's part, of course, of how well you've communicated while you've been overseas.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking some of the fear out of the transition with us today and helping us to ask some questions to help understand where we're coming from.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.